Worship him. Worship him. Oh, worship him. Bow down and worship him. Enter in. Oh, enter in. Bow down and worship him. Worship him. Oh, worship him. Bow down and worship him. Enter in. Oh, enter in. Consuming fire, sweet perfume, his awesome presence fill this room. This is holy ground. This is holy ground. This is holy ground. So come and bow down. Bow down and worship him. Worship him. Oh, worship him. Bow down and worship him. Enter in, oh, enter in. Consuming fire, sweet perfume, his awesome presence fills this room. This is holy ground. This is holy ground. This is holy ground. So come and bow down. Yes, Lord, we bow down and we worship you. Father, we love you. We worship and adore you. Glorify thy name in all the earth. Glorify thy name. Glorify thy name. Glorify thy name. Yes, Lord, we love you, we love you. Father, we love you. We worship and adore for you. Glorify thy name in all the earth. Glorify thy name. Glorify thy name. Glorify thy name in all the earth. Yes, Lord, with my hands lifted up, let's worship him, let's worship him. And my mouth filled with praise, with a heart of thanksgiving. Let's bless him. I will bless thee, O Lord. Come on, let's lift our hands. With my hands lifted up, and my mouth filled with praise, with a heart of thanksgiving, I will bless thee, O Lord. Make it personal. I will bless thee, O Lord. Yes, yes, yes. I will bless thee, O Lord, with a heart of thanksgiving. I will bless thee, O Lord. Come on. I will bless thee, O Lord. Tell him like you mean it. I will bless thee, O Lord, with a heart of thanksgiving. I will bless thee, O Lord. Let's lift our hands. With our hands lifted up, and our mouths filled with praise, with our hearts of thanksgiving, we will bless thee, O Lord. With our hands lifted up, and our mouths filled with praise, with our hearts of thanksgiving, we will bless thee, O Lord. Let's bless him. We will bless you, O Lord. We will bless you, O Lord, with our hearts of thanksgiving. We will bless you, O Lord. Let's lift our hands one more time. With our hands lifted up, and our mouths filled with praise, with our hearts of thanksgiving, we will bless you, O Lord. Let's do it collectively. We will bless you, O Lord. We will bless you, O Lord, with our hearts of thanksgiving. We will bless you, O Lord. Praise the Lord.
Praise, 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 praise our King. Good morning to you, Father. Good morning, Lord Jesus. Good morning, Holy Spirit. We are glad to be in your presence, Lord God. We are so glad that we have this call because of the vision that you gave Dr. Pecola Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. We will bless you, O Lord. We will honor you, O Lord. We will lift our hands up to you, Lord. We give you praise. We give you honor, Lord. We thank you for the Diaz de Leon family because nothing is difficult for you. And you brought many of us together through artist life. We thank you for the word that is going to come forward, Lord, today from your mouthpiece, your servant, your vessel. We're ready to hear it, Lord. We receive it. We will act on it. We believe it, Lord. We will bless you. We honor you. We love you. For in you we live, we move, and we have our being, Heavenly Father. And you loved us so much. You gave us your best, your Son, our King, our Master. In the mighty, mighty name of Jesus, I say, along with our family, amen, amen, amen. Dear host, are you there?
Yes, can you hear me?
I can hear you. Take it away, and God bless you.
God bless you too, Minister Robin. Good morning, Minister Robin and the Master Call family. This is a joyful and a beautiful morning this morning. I thank you for greeting us this morning. And starting us off with that powerful, powerful prayer. Well, I want to thank Minister Brenda Terrell, Prayer General. I will bless the Lord at all times. His words continues to be in my mouth. I can't thank him enough this morning. My name is Cynthia Cox. I reside in the great state of the Bronx, New York. Hallelujah. This morning, I give God all the praise this morning. Let me share a little about this call. I'm so excited this morning just to be in the land of the living. Hallelujah. This call was started on October 2010 with our two amazing co-founders, Reverend Dr. Pecola Roberts and Reverend Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, took us on this journey that I am so grateful to be on, where we stand on the scripture, Psalms 88:13, but you have cried out, O Lord, in the morning my prayer comes before you. Yes, we have a mission statement to enrich, enhance, empower believers as we begin this beautiful day. We thank you this morning. And if you feel any problems or feel like things are loading you down, we have a website that you can visit 24/7, themasterscall.net, themasterscall.net. All the messages have been archived on that site, as well as the bio of our awesome speakers. The theme for this year, 2021, with God's strategic shifting, prophetic, suddenly, and holy standards are being established and supernaturally revealed. That's coming from Mark 16:15-20. If you've been led by the Lord to be a part of this blessed ministry, as agreed as Minister Robin, as the hope as yours truly, or a songist as Minister Brenda Terrell, or share word from the Lord, you will even have a prayer request or a praise report. Please submit all your information at info@themasterscall.net, info@themasterscall.net. And Reverend Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon and our prayer general minister, Brenda Terrell, will contact you. But let me just share with you, on Friday we have a treat that you could stay on the second half of this call, and you'll be able to share your prayer requests in that manner. So we are thankful for that. Our phenomenal company, which is Artists International, which was established by the Diaz de Leon family over 31 years ago, we are now called Artist Life. Great products to help the world become healthy. And I always say, like to say, wealthy, if anyone comes 3 feet of you, please share it. cannot be silenced on this because of what's going on right now. The New Morning Motivation Call is here Monday through Friday. Right after this call, a team of great leaders are being given vital information on the benefits of this wonderful Out of Life product. And that number is 712-770-4005, 712-770-4005. And that PIN number is 294-617-pound, 294-617-pound. If your service is T-Mobile, Boost Mobile, Metro PCS, we have a bypass number so that you will not be charged. That number is 716-293-9707, 716-293-9707. Today is Testimonial Thursday. This is a beautiful day that all of us can listen to some information that's going to change our lives and also make us healthy. So let's everybody plug into that call. Call your family, friends, and plug into the call. I believe in that wholeheartedly. Well, our host this morning is going to be Director Claudette Brown. Our host will be Director Claudette Brown. And I share with each and every one, please stay in touch with your artist life business, your Facebook, your link, what's a link in, but your back office and all of the things that keep you connected to our artist life. And make sure you check out your back office. And we are in our stretch for the month of August, so everyone judge yourself accordingly. Well, you know, I'm going to stop right now. I know we have a speaker that's going to come on to bless our socks off, and I don't want to hold you back from her. She is one of the she needs no introduction, but, you know, let me give you a little bit about her in case we have to do new people on the call. Well, her name is Prophet Kai Brown. Prophet Kai Brown was born in New York City. Now she resides in the great state of San Antonio, Texas. Prophet Kai received her B.S. in Electronic Engineer in 1996. She's called into ministry in 2000 as a late minister. God led her to seminary where she received her Master of Art in Pastoral Counseling, Master of Divinity in Pastoral Ministry. She stands on the scripture Jeremiah 29:11, for I know the plans I have for you. We have a wonderful son, Christopher, who she loves so much. We all love him. Prophet Kai is the publisher of her first book, When God Birthed the Ministry. Also, Prophet Kai was my prayer partner. She's also an artist distributor. I want to go on and on and on. But without further ado, let me introduce you to some and present to others, none other than my friend, Prophet Kai Brown. Are you out there?
I am here, Minister Cynthia. Can you hear me?
I hear you loud and clear. Take it away, darling.
Thank you, thank you, thank you so much, Minister Cynthia, for hosting us with such Jesus joy. And, of course, to our prayer general for just ushering us into the presence of the Lord with praise and worship. I will bless thee, O Lord, with a heart of thanksgiving. I will bless thee, O Lord. And thank you, thank you, thank you to our beautiful Minister Robin for seating and greeting in us and opening us up with prayer. And, of course, we have to honor the two visionaries of this call, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon and Dr. Pacola Roberts, because their yes is why we could be here this morning for such a time as this. I am humbled and honored that they give me these opportunities to come before the children of God for such a time as this to bring forward the word. I do not take it lightly to come before the children of God because God loves his people. So, of course, we give all praise, all glory, and all honor to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, our Daddy God, and the Holy Spirit. So we are going to jump right into the word this morning, and we are in the midst of the I Am series, and we know that when God presented himself to Moses, he told him to go back to the children of Israel and tell them, I am that I am, has sent him. So we are in that series, and the last one, when I left you last, we were talking about I am your exodus. I am your means of escape from any situation or circumstance that presents itself to you. So we were looking at 1 Corinthians 10 and 13. There hath no temptation taken you but such that is common to man, but God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that ye are able, but with that temptation also make a way of escape. He will give you an exodus from that temptation that ye may be able to bear it. See, God doesn't leave us in a situation where we are stuck with no way out. If we are in relationship with him, now let's be clear, he is not that exodus if we have no relationship. He is not that means of escape if we have no relationship. We have to do our part. And there are some practical things that we must be doing to do our part. See, we must trust him and we must have faith that he is who he says he is. That he is the I am that I am who sent Moses to the children of Israel. That he is the I am in our lives. And that means he is our means of escape from any situation or circumstance, even COVID-19. Let us be clear. And that means of escape is different for different people. But we have to trust him and have faith that he knows exactly what he's doing, that he knew exactly what he was doing when he allowed this plague called COVID-19 to come visit us. Make no mistake about it. Do not give the enemy more power and control than he deserves. God was not caught off guard by COVID-19. Satan did not, surprise God and release a plague on the earth without permission, just like Satan could not attack Job without God's permission. This plague did not come into existence. COVID-19 did not attack the earth without God's permission. But notice, if we are his people, then we have his protection. We have Psalm 91 that we should be standing on. He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. And then if you jump down to verse 5, you shall not be afraid of the terror by night, nor the arrows that flyeth by day, nor of the pestilence that walks in darkness, nor of the destruction that layeth waste at noonday. 1,000 may fall at your side and 10,000 at your right hand, but it shall not come near you. Only with your eyes shall you look and see the reward of the wicked. Because you have made the Lord, who is my refuge, even the Most High, your dwelling place. See, that's telling you these things aren't going to happen to you if you made the Lord the Most High your dwelling place, if you have built your relationship on the solid rock. Now, for some of us, that escape from COVID-19 was the vaccine. For some of us, that's staying inside our houses and quarantining and being careful when we go out and washing our hands and wearing our masks. It's different for different people. And even for some who have gotten the COVID-19 virus, you're still here. You're still alive. You're not among the millions who have died from it. So even that is a means of escape. Let us be clear that the I am of our lives is our exodus even from this virus. God wants us to do our part. That means working on that relationship daily, spending time in prayer. See, we've got to be practical. Wearing our mask, washing our hands, hand sanitizer, wiping things down, taking precautions. We've got to be practical. He doesn't want us to be afraid to go outside.
But he does want us to take the precautions that he's shown us through the CDC guidance and through other means and be smart about it. See, we've got to choose faith over fear as he is our exodus. I am your exodus. I'm your means of escape from every situation that presents itself to you. But we have to choose that. That means reading and knowing the word of God and being able to speak that word to the situations, the storms, the circumstances that come into our lives. See, when Jesus was tempted after his 40-day fast, he spoke the word. But you can't speak the word if you don't have the word in you. See, we won't always have a Bible or a Bible app to turn to. So you've got to have enough word inside of you. You've got to have spent enough time in the word to be able to speak the word to that storm, whether you have a Bible app or a Bible in your hand at that moment. See, it's time we get serious about the word of God. I am your exodus. I'm your means of escape. But are we turning to him? Are we turning to him just when we need that means of escape? Or are we walking with him daily, building that relationship so that when we need that means of escape, it's not as if we are, and excuse me for saying it this way, it's not as if we are pimping God when we need him. But instead, we are turning to him as we do every day and not just using him as if he is our ATM. God desires us to have a regular, everyday, normal relationship with him. He doesn't just want to be our in case of emergency break glass, Daddy God. He wants to be our spend time with me every day, know who I am, Daddy God. We have a choice to make in that circumstance and situation. We get to decide whether or not we have that relationship with him. Membership has its privileges. I remember that commercial from American Express. Membership has its privileges. How much more does membership in the kingdom of God, how much more are those privileges than even American Express? I don't know about you, but I look forward to the privileges of being a king's kid, of being in relationship, knowing that God is my exodus, knowing that if I find myself in trouble, I can turn to him because I turn to him each and every day. Because I'm building that relationship with him that's going deeper and deeper and becoming stronger and stronger, and my faith muscles are being exercised daily. Are we taking our responsibility in this relationship seriously? You know how serious you take your relationship with your boo. Are we putting that much time into our relationship with God? Doesn't he deserve even that much more? Just think about what he's brought you through. Just in the last year and a half with COVID. You don't even have to look any further than that. Just think about the last year and a half. And I have to do a shout when I think about that. Because I have prospered in the last year and a half when so many have not. I've prospered financially. I've prospered physically. I've prospered emotionally in the last year and a half when so many have been hurting. But it's because my relationship with God has remained the main thing. I have focused on him. When we are about his business, he will definitely more than take care of ours. And that's not to say that there haven't been struggles or situations or circumstances. I lost my aunt to COVID-19 last night. So there are things that have come that have hurt. Let us be clear. But he is still doing the exceeding and the abundant more than I can hope or ask according to the power that worketh in me. So I take the power of Jesus that he has given me from the cross, and that is what's working in me. So are we doing our part? Are we spending time in prayer and listening to God to see what he is saying? Psalms 91 and 10, no evil shall befall you, nor shall any plague come near your dwelling. For he shall give his angels charge over you to keep you in all your ways. But you've got to be in relationship with him. I am your exodus. No plague shall come near your dwelling. I am your exodus. The plague is outside. It's out there. It's real. How many millions of people have died from it? But it has not come near your dwelling. I am your exodus. See, God can protect you from anything, any situation or circumstance in this world. God can cover us. He can keep us in the midst of any storm. We just have to make a choice. We have to choose wisely to allow him to be the I am in our lives. I don't know about you, but he has shown himself great and mighty in my life. And so I choose daily to allow him to be the I am. And I have had some situations and circumstances where I definitely needed him to be the I am your exodus. And a lot of those situations, let's be real, have been situations created by my bad choices, by my flaws and shortcomings. But he still delivered me out of them all. Not without me taking some bumps and bruises. Don't get me wrong. Those have to come. When we make bad choices, we have to deal with those consequences. But he still delivered us from them because we're still here. We're still alive. We're still on this side of heaven. I am your exodus. But let's not take that for granted. Let's do our part and work on our relationship with him because that is how he is the I am in our lives. Psalms 91 and 13, you shall tread upon the lion and the cobra, the young lion and the serpent you shall trample underfoot. Because he has set his love upon me, therefore I will deliver him. I will set him on high because he has known my name. Again, Psalm 91, he's telling us, how do I get these things? Relationship with me. Because he has set his love upon me, because we've set our love upon the Lord, therefore will he deliver us. Because we have known his name, because we have spoken his name, because we have prayed to him, because we have studied his word, because we are in relationship with him. He makes it real simple. He gives us the instruction and the playbook, and he tells us how it ends. He doesn't leave us to figure it out. We know the end at the beginning. But will we allow him to be the I am in our lives? I am your exodus. Think about that. He is our means of escape from every situation and circumstance that presents itself in our lives. All of the hurt and the pain, all of the loss and the fatigue that we feel each and every day, he is our exodus from it. He is our exodus from our bereavement. Yes, we've still got to go through the process and we've got to feel it, but God is there with us. And he is our means of escape from it if we choose to allow him to be. He gives us the option. He gives us the choice. Choose wisely. I am your exodus. I am your means of escape. If you allow him to be, I am your exodus. Will you allow him to be the I am in your life? Minister Cynthia, back to you.
Thank you. Thank you so much for that powerful, powerful word, Prophet Ty. I am. I am in Exodus. That is so, so powerful. Thank you again for that profound word. I'm going to call you back with a benediction after a few announcements. Let us pray and pray over all our prayer requests. Heavenly Father, we come humbly this morning to thank you for the breath of life. We open up our heart and set up to you, Lord. Search our hearts this morning, Lord. Father, give us the breath of life. Thank us for just being you being with us day by day, Lord. We thank you this morning. We're going to spend more time with you, Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you for Prophet Kai and that on-time message, spending time with God. We have to focus on God. We have a membership. We got the membership. God gave us, a beginning and ending, so we don't have to figure it out. God has done everything for us. We pray for Prophet Kai with abundance of blessing after blessing after blessing. Hallelujah. We honor our two outstanding co-founders, Reverend Dr. Procola Roberts and Reverend Dr. Vanessa Weatherson, for helping us to focus on and keeping us connected with the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who is the head of our life. We thank you for the Diaz de Leon family, Lord, for honest life, for sharing honest life with us worldwide. We lift up the staff to keep us our products moving to us. Lord, we pray for everyone that's sick and is shut in, everyone in the hospital. Lord, it's been a special prayer for the Prophet Kai family, Cox family, Sharon's spouse family, Bruce Smith's family, Minister Wanda, Minister Jackie, and scripting them, Lord, like never before, Lord. They need you, Lord. They need you at this time, Father God. We pray for the bereavement family, Lord. Again, we're going to pray for the Taylor family, the Weatherspoon family, the Brown family. Lord, you know them name by name. I can go on and on, Lord, but you know each and every one. Go by, Lord. Touch them, strengthen them, Lord. Give them the strength to move day by day, hour by hour, Lord. Give them the strength to stay, Lord Jesus. Lord, we love you and we adore you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, amen. Well, let me just share with you. If you want to hear this powerful message, please go out and share with anyone you come in contact with. Just text it, really. And that number is 712-432-1085, 712-432-1085. And that PIN number is 957-677-POUND. 957-677-POUND. Okay, let me just share with you, please, everyone. Make sure you check your back office. Look at the specials going on today with Artist Life. And then the new morning motivation call is right after this call. That number is 712-770-4005. 712-770-4005. That PIN number is 294-617-POUND. 294-617-POUND. I want to thank you, Minister Robin, for greeting us this morning and opening us up in that powerful prayer. I want to thank Minister Burns for praise and worship. And I thank you, Prophet Kai, again, for that powerful message this morning. Will you close us out in a benediction, please?
Thank you again, Minister Cynthia, for hosting with such Jesus joy. Father God, in the matchless name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, we come humbly before you, asking you to just continue to give us the ability to work on our relationship with you day by day, Father. Strengthen us and guide us, Father. Lead us down the path that you would have us go. Father, be the lamp unto our feet and the light unto our path. And as we leave this call, but never, ever your presence, we ask that you continue to be the I am in our lives. We surrender it all to you, Lord, and we thank you because we know that you have done the exceeding and the abundant more than we hope or ask, according to the power that worketh in us. So, Lord, we want to continue to magnify and glorify your name because you are God all by yourself. So, Lord, we thank you. We thank you for allowing us to become your children, for just seeking us out, for knocking and waiting for us to be ready to join your kingdom. Lord, we glorify you in this and all that we do, and we say thank you, glory, hallelujah, and amen, because you are God all by yourself. Lord, we glorify you, and we call it done in the matchless name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. We say amen, amen, and amen. Go out and be those marvelous ministers in the marketplace. Bye-bye.